We continue Beis Hashem's Baruch Tov on Hilchos Pesach. We're in the middle of learning the halachas of when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. But Baikum Spalam Bashkama, we get up early to daven. Shlalach has much matarim b'chilas chametz because we have to be careful to finish eating the chametz before the zman when you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. And there's a question: those communities that say Yotzer Shabbos Hagadol. When do we say it? Some have the minhag to say it on this Shabbos. Many say the Shabbos before, because the Yotzer of Shabbos HaGadol is primarily Hilchos Pesach, and therefore to wait till Erev Pesach is late. And there are those that say we should say it the Shabbos before, but not during the Chazaras Hashatz. Rather, it should be said after the Chazaras Hashatz. And there are those that have a minhag then such a year, when Erev Pesach on Shabbos, even though they normally say Yotzer, this year they won't. And it's appropriate to divide the meal in the morning into two. Tahanu Shivarach Berchem Mazon, you should say bench, you should bench, or Mafsik Mat, and then take a break, Balicha, walk, B'divrei Torah, B'til, take a little walk, B'chazon Noitel Yadav, V'oichel Tzas, then you wash your hands again. Then you'll bench a second time. So the proper order what to do is that somebody on such a Shabbos should prepare a place on the porch or even in the house that that's where they're going to eat the minimal amount of chametz they have to eat to be able to bench, to be able to eat bread by the Suda. They should say Kiddush at a place. They could say Kiddush by the table. It would be good if you could see the candles. Then go out to the porch or to wherever and eat the minimal amount of bread. Make sure to clear your clothing and your mouth and your face from all chametz. Wash them out. And then you go into the house and you eat regular Pesach food. That's Pesach food that was cooked in Pesach utensils. Some have the minhag to eat, at the end of the meal, they go back to their original spot to eat one more kazayis of bread. The meal is divided into two, because we want to have shalashuddas, but it's also appropriate to eat in the afternoon. We can't wash in the afternoon because it's Erev Yontif, and it's also we can't eat bread because it's already after the zman. We can't eat matzah because it's Erev Pesach, so what we should do is we should eat fruits, and say Divrei Torah and Zmiris, or you could eat other foods, and that you'll have at least the mitzvah shalashuddas, maybe not with challah or matzah, but at least you ate shalashuddas in the time when shalashuddas is normally eaten. The dividing of the meal should be with some sort of interruption. The amount of time is anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. Of course, washing the clock is important. And if somebody goes out and takes a walk, then 15 minutes is enough. When somebody goes, so one should be careful that even the Birchas Hamazon of that second meal should be finished before this man, when you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. Sif, hey, we say the Haftarah of Arva, Lefisha Kosov Shom, because in the Haftarah it says, Aviz Kolamaisa Abbeis Oitzer, Behu Minyana. And that's from what is about to be spoken about. They used to have to get rid of all of the miser that they had stored by Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, or by Erev Pesach Shal Shana HaShvi'is, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. All the miser that he had put away was stored. By then you have to give them to the Levi. It's most important that this year Erev Shabbos, everyone should ask if they took off challah from the challahs that were baked to cover Shabbos. If they didn't take off challah of a nisgur b'Shabbos and they remember on Shabbos, not as it's going to be a big problem what to do, because we have leftover chametz. We're not allowed to take off the challah. Gam also l'shay, so we can't hold on to it because it's chametz. That's Hamagen Avram. So the Magen Avram says, under these circumstances, if the person who baked the challahs did not take off challah, tzarach litin kol ha'chavim sa'avik ha'chavim, they should give all the challahs to a akum matana gemura, with a full-fledged gift, kodim shosh neseres ba'ano, before they become usher in Hano. Yesh chol k'mikos v'takana acheres, there are those that disagree and have different advice, v'kulan d'chukais, they're all not simple. V'kein tzrichin l'zor b'dover, have to be most careful not to have this shailah. Simikov tazayin dine ha'golov. Kol kli cheres, any earthenware keli, sh'nishtamish by chametz that was used for chametz, le'mahani lo'y, lo'y ha'golov v'lo'y libun, kashering is not effective. Ava tenorim, the ovens, v'kiris ha'bnui me'avonim, were built out of stone, v'levenim, bricks, mahani le'y libun, Liban will be acceptable for. The included in Klicheris is ceramic or things that are made out of clay or enamel. The Avatanur Makirishas Mnuim Bavon Alvenim Mahani Liban for them, Liban will be effective. But Tanurim Shebebeis Acharif in the oven. The furnaces that we use for heating the home, noyag and delay mahani lehechsher, we don't kasher them. Shreitzel lahamen alatana is a gedira bePesach, and if we want to keep a pot warm by putting that on the radiator on Pesach, tzriachim laniach tchila tash abazel, you should take a metal blech, follow b'midim akterim there, and then put the pot on that. Zem mahani gam b'torah asim charosim, even any stove top by putting a metal plate on top of it, then that will be acceptable. When we speak about the stovetop, there are those that try to get new grates for the stovetop. Most of Paiskim are of the opinion that since they're constantly on the fire, they never really become chametzig or milchigs or fleishigs. There are those, however, especially because of Pesach, they get new grates for Pesach. There are those that are careful to get new trays that are kept under the grates for Pesach. If not, they try to cover them. And so too, the knobs of the oven and the stove should be covered. The hot plate that one uses, if he doesn't have a special hot plate for Pesach, he should put it on at the highest degree. And then over Pesach, use it with a covering of silver foil. Sebeis, kli eitz, wood kalim or kli matchis, metal or kli evin stone or kli etzim bone, mahani lo hagola, hagola is effective. There's a big question in the paiskim, how to treat plastic kalim. Some suggest that plastic is like cheres, that was the opinion of Ramosham. Some say that it's not like plastic and it can be kashit, opinion of the Michas Yitzchak, and many are machmer not to kash them and not to do libun because they're concerned they can't withstand a libun anyway. When we speak about a metal keli, it includes silver and gold and copper and aluminum. When we have a kli evin, something made out of stone, and there are two ways it can be made out of stone. If it's one slab of stone, that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, can be kashered. But if it's made out of small particles of stone that are glued together, that cannot be kashered. But if the keli is made out of a material that will get ruined when it's put into boiling water, something that's kept together with glue, and by putting it into scalding water, the glue will dissolve. Even if the handle is just attached with glue, loy mehani la'agola, chagola will not be effective. B'shem dechashin, we need to be concerned. Shem le'igili yofa, we're going to be concerned that maybe the person's not going to do agola properly because they're concerned that the handle is going to get detached from whatever we're kashering. When it comes to what we have in our mouths, dentures, fillings, implants, crowns, the best to do is not to eat chametz, which is above Yatzeledes, which is 120 degrees, not to eat boiling chametz for the 24 hours before Pesach. Sif Gimel, Kodim Shemagas Akli, before we do Hagolah, Tzarech L'Nakoisa Hetiv Menachaluda, we have to clear it out well from any rust, as the Pasuk, when it speaks about the Halachas of Hagolah, came to Ach Asazov Asakasev, we should only have the material that we're kashering and nothing else, or Kedoyma, any other things that may be stuck to this keli, they have to be absolutely clean. If they just have a stain, that isn't an issue. If there are holes in the keli, they have to be well cleaned out. If it's a metal keli, you should put coals on those holes, to do libum, and then you could do hagolah. If it's impossible to clean out the cracks and the holes, and you can't do libun on that spot, there's no way that you could be able to use that keli on Pesach. Therefore, when we speak about knives and makatos that are connected with a handle, we have to think if hagolah will be effective. It would be best for anyone who can to buy new knives for Pesach. Sif Dalet. Kalim that are used on the fire and there's no liquid in the pot, tzrichim libum. There's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If you have a keli that's usually used in one manner, but might have been, but it was also used infrequently in another manner. What is the halacha? The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that we go after Rav Tashmishai. When we need to determine how do we kashur a keli, we look at what is this keli, what is the way that this keli is normally used. The Ashkenazim don't follow that point. Their approach is that if it was used in a way that requires libun, even if it was done just once, then it requires, even though normally it's used for boiling, it was just once used for frying, it still needs libum. L'chein ha'goneh from ma'vatois, the pans, the sheet pans, or the frying pans, shayfim ba'chametz, so we bake chametz in them, and there's no liquid in baking, tzrichin libun, they require to have libun. Some say that libun, as we're going to learn, is where Liban Chum is where it's so hot that you would have sparks flying. Some suggest that a frying pan, Liban Kal, which means it gets so hot that if you put a piece of straw, it would ignite the piece of straw, is adequate. But Liban Tzarek Lius L'chatchila, he says Liban has to be in a way, Chazik, so strong, until sparks, or the equivalent of sparks, would fly off the pot. If you have a wood board that you use for baking, and like the corner that you put the food into the oven with that, has, and like the corner, there's no way to kashen that.